This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Alexander Sobel, owner of Anderson Sobel Cosmetic Surgery, about why liposuction remains his preferred method for fat reduction even as new non-surgical body contouring technologies are emerging. Dr. Sobel, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Pleasure my way as well, Eric, and humbled to be on with you and your listeners.
And we're honored to have you with us as well. Thanks for your time. Now, there's a lot of talk about non-surgical fat reduction these days, but liposuction is still one of the most popular cosmetic surgery procedures in America. Why is liposuction still the most effective for patients seeking permanent fat reduction, and what limitations exist with non-surgical fat reduction?
That's a tremendous question, Eric. Liposuction still remains number one among cosmetic surgical procedures worldwide, and certainly in the United States. And there's been a significantly growing arm of non-surgical treatments. And a common question that comes up in my office among patients is which are right for me. And oftentimes the question is well, you know, what's right for different goals. Let me answer the second question first, because I think it's the most illuminating one, and that's with regard to what are the limitations of the non-surgical fat reduction. Honestly, patients are always looking for the next best technology, and so are the physicians, because we honestly want to do the best we can for the patients. But fundamentally, the non-surgical or non-liposuction procedures that are available are relatively indiscriminate. They cannot adjust for the need for taking more fat from certain areas than from others. And liposuction has gotten so precise, in fact, we use words like high definition nowadays to describe our ways of differentially being able to take more fat from one area as opposed to another. So the ability to sculpt curve and contour in our thinner patients to create abdominal wall musculature is a tremendous advantage, and this is just not somewhere where non-surgical treatments have been able to get to yet. Secondarily, there is some limitation in terms of how much fat reduction can be accomplished with a non-surgical treatment. Now, I expect in years coming that the non-surgical treatments will be more and more effective at removing fat, but still at the end of the day, we're going to be left with the need for liposuction until some sort of high-dimensional lipocontouring procedure develops. So to answer your first question, well, why is liposuction still the most effective at this point? You know, we've already kind of come to the answer. We don't have the ability to contour and sculpt with the non-surgical technologies that we have to date. And for patients who want really dramatic reductions in size, non-surgical treatments are just simply not as powerful or effective as liposuction.
Now, one reason you prefer liposuction for permanent fat reduction is that it can be used all over the body, not just on the abdomen. How does this level of flexibility compare to many of the non-surgical options available?
Well, Eric, it's night and day. The ability to treat the whole body is so important in liposuction, lipocontouring. When you restrict yourself to the abdomen, waist, and hips and not have the ability to help the rest of the body, particularly the extremities, remain in harmony, you're really limiting yourself, and especially in a practice that might involve more athletically fit individuals where you're not really looking just to change the size of their midsection.
Also, Dr. Sobel, what is the liposuction recovery period like? When can you go back to work after a liposuction procedure?
Yeah, that's another great question, and you're right. I expect listeners would wonder about this as well, because liposuction is is a procedure that kind of has recovery periods that are more along the lines of non-surgical procedures, though we treat it like a surgical procedure. So many of my patients are surprised to learn that they may likely return to work in as early as 3 days, and that tends to be a pretty standard average, 3 to 5 days and return to work, and it's a relatively active recovery period. We require all our patients to walk 30 minutes 3 times a day, and there are some limitations in aerobic exercise and otherwise, but it's a procedure where the physical recovery is very, very quick. I would caution your listeners that it is important to understand that recovery is not just measured in terms of return to work and return to exercise, but your body is healing over a period of actually a year. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because over that period of time, the area continues to get smaller and shrink and become more contoured. But importantly, liposuction does create a little bit of inflammation underneath the skin, which encourages the skin to tighten around the area. And so many of my patients are very pleased to see the difference in their photos from 6 to 12 months following the procedure. They're usually pretty pleased by 6 months, but it's a real added bonus when they get to observe the tightening of the skin around the area that happens closer towards the end of the year. So again, in brief, the physical recovery is very short, with a return to work 3 to 5 days, but a one-year-long total recovery time is probably most accurate.
And most helpful information today, we are joined by Dr. Alexander Sobel, owner of Anderson Sobel Cosmetic Surgery, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, it often takes multiple treatments and many months for people to see results with non-surgical treatments. How long does it typically take for liposuction results to appear?
Yeah, another great question, and one that, you know, I answered in part with the last question, but I do appreciate the opportunity to go into more detail. So, depending on the non-surgical technology, and there are several forms, in general, the results do tend to take longer to see, because they tend to be less dramatic. During the early period of a non-surgical treatment, because there's really not much change present, we oftentimes try to stack procedures, is the term, where we apply either, whether it's external cold, is in terms of cool sculpting, and cryolipolysis, or in the form of heat with radiofrequency, but these procedures stacked seem to provide a more effective result. So though you could have one treatment, you could continue to see the results over the course of the year. Usually, most treatment protocols suggest stacking the treatments so that you can have the greatest degree of change. Now, with liposuction, that's just simply not necessary. The changes are very dramatic, even during the early postoperative period where there is some swelling. But patients tend to be very, very pleased very early on. And though the final result takes a year, generally, patients are very pleased, even a week after their procedure.
Lastly, Dr. Sobel, can you tell us more about how liposuction can be tailored by the surgeon to achieve the patient's unique body contouring goals?
Yeah, liposuction is a procedure that's now about 35 years old, at least in the U.S., and it's a procedure that kind of grew up in its own context. And let me explain that a little bit better. So liposuction was generally considered a procedure that you did in isolation. If you wanted a permanent fat removal from diet and exercise-resistant areas of the body, you did liposuction, and then you waited for the result. The modern practice of cosmetic surgery is way more holistic than that. Liposuction works very well with other procedures, both surgical and non-surgical, and is absolutely integral to creating contour and shape. It has its twin sister procedure, the fat grafting procedure, where we take some fat and can actually augment areas. And those two procedures naturally kind of go well together, and most patients seem to see that. However, the third level that can be added is the skin treatment procedures, and whether they're non-surgical skin tightening procedures to help encourage skin to tighten around areas that have been deflated, so to speak, or surgical procedures that can help lift and reposition tissues. Well, now you've got, you know, an opportunity to have a holistic game plan where you're reducing the areas that need to be reduced for correct contour, augmenting areas of potential volume or structure loss, and then repositioning or redraping or non-surgically tightening the skin as needed. So now you've got a way more comprehensive a manner of enhancing or rejuvenating the patient. And, you know, honestly, this is no different than the rest of anything else in medicine. You don't ask a diabetes medication to treat high blood pressure or vice versa, but the medications may have some crossover benefits. And if you combine both medications in the appropriate amount and don't ask one treatment to do something it can't do alone, then you get much more harmonious results, much more natural results, and yet overall more dramatic effect without having an altered look.
Well, no doubt it's been very informative, and we can't thank you enough for your time. Where can listeners get all the details on Anderson Sobel Cosmetic Surgery?
Sure. We're very proud of our website, and we've worked hard to make it as informational and graphical and also interactive as possible, and that's at AndersonSobelCosmetic.com.
Easy enough. Again, Dr. Sobel, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
To you, Eric, and your listeners as well.
Liposuction is Dr. Sobel's top choice for permanent fat reduction for people who are already close to their ideal weight but are not seeing the results they desire from diet and exercise alone. Liposuction, employed by a skilled surgeon, can't provide the body contouring solution that they envision. And for all the details on Anderson Sobel Cosmetic Surgery, visit AndersonSobelCosmetic.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.